some more of these candles. We have one of these.
In the minutes before the candlelight vigil was set to begin on Thursday afternoon in Riverside, a diverse crowd of hundreds politely shuffled forward to pick up battery-operated candles. They gathered outside City Hall near the Martin Luther King Jr. statue to honor not only George Floyd, but all those who died from racial violence. Local Tommy Johnson was there with her husband. She was holding a sign that read, "Love me like you love my culture."
Not only am I here marching for the people that have died and the injustices and things like that, but also just to be able to be myself without people stereotyping me or thinking that's how I should be and placing me in a box. And I want my children to have that as well. I want them to be able to be themselves and be proud of their blackness and not trying to have to hide it.
While she is angry about a lot of things, she says seeing a crowd of Asians, Latinos, Native Americans, and whites showing their support for the cause of blacks means things are moving forward. The unity brings her to happy tears. Shore Denny of Community Now not only felt moved by the diverse crowd of faces, but also by the representation of the next generation.
We're finally going to have this beautiful multicultural group of people that are going to make it so that America might be what we all think it's supposed to be, what we thought it was. Maybe we really will be equal and have opportunity.
The vigil lasted an hour and a half. Riverside Sheriff's officers watched from a distance on top of buildings and parking garages as things ended peacefully. The final call to action was to take the momentum to the polls and vote change into the system. Megan Jamerson, Empire, KVCR News.